USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-sized hail were reported overnight throughout the southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather, in the southeast and the eastern Gulf Coast.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.